This is our story of the 2002 World Cup.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Tournament started on Friday the 31st of May. Yes, May. With favourites and reigning world and European champions, the almighty France. Kicking off against the African qualifiers, Senegal, who had never qualified for a World Cup previously. France, naturally, were heavy favourites and stated to go very far within the tournament. They were without the injured Zinedine Zidane, who would return later in the group stage. But on day one, the Senegalese gave them an almighty shock.
And it's Djorkaeff who gets caught in possession here. And it was Diouf who put El Hadjouf away. And they've got two striding up in the centre here. Bouba Diop is there. Oh, and Bouba Diop is there. And Senegal have scored the first goal of the 2002 World Cup. After half an hour's play, Papa Bouba Diop. Oh. Just look at this celebration.
It was the World Cup's biggest opening day shock since Cameroon had defeated Argentina at Italia 90. No problem, they said, for the French, who would have two games to recover against Uruguay and Denmark. Those two teams met the next day, and a pair of goals from John Dahl Thomason, yes, him formerly of Newcastle United, gave the Danes a 2-1 victory against their South American opponents, despite a sensational volleyed goal from Dario Rodriguez. The French knew, playing against Uruguay in their second match, that defeat was unthinkable. Yet that became a very real prospect after Thierry Henry was sent off 25 minutes into the game. Denmark, through Thomason, took the lead again against Senegal. The Senegalese equalised in the second half through Salif Diao, leaving Denmark and Senegal joint top of the group on 4 points. With France and Uruguay behind on one. It meant that the reigning world and European champions would have to beat Denmark to qualify for the last 16. England would perhaps lie in wait if they did. However, despite Zidane's return, the French would be beaten. Dennis Romadal opened the scoring for the Danes midway through the first half, and midway through the second period, that man Thomason was on the score sheet again to finish off the French.
This is Graversen for Denmark. It's a lovely ball for Gronkjaer. Likewise for Thomason. That's a wonderful goal. 2-0 at Denmark.
Senegal appeared to have wrapped up top spot, racing into a 3-0 lead against the Uruguayans, who they, like the French, would have to have won to have qualified. Yet goals from Morales, a super strike from Diego Forlan, and Alvaro Recoba brought Uruguay level. Despite a frantic finish, they could not find a remarkable winner, and they exited with the French, with Senegal and Denmark progressing to the second stage. In Group B, Spain were heavily fancied to qualify. They were paired with Paraguay, South Africa, and debutants Slovenia. In the group's opening match, South Africa recovered from 2-2 to claim a creditable draw against Paraguay with an injury time penalty from Quinton Fortune levelling the scores. Spain kicked off their campaign against debutant Slovenia, and just before half-time, they opened the scoring. Following Raul's goal, further goals from Valeron and a Hierro penalty secured a 3-1 victory, and Spain would win by the same scoreline against Paraguay in their second match, despite falling behind early on. It was a couple for Fernando Morientes and another penalty from Hierro. South Africa built upon their draw against Paraguay by beating Slovenia 1-0. The victory left South Africa on 4 points, with Slovenia eliminated. South Africa would only need a draw against Spain to confirm their place as runners-up in the group. Paraguay would know that nothing less than a victory against Slovenia and defeat for South Africa would see them through. The South Africans were beaten by Spain. There was a further couple of goals for Raul, and Gaizka Mendieta was also amongst the scorers as Spain beat South Africa 3-2. Slovenia shocked the Paraguayans with a goal right on half-time from Milenko Achimovic, nicknamed at White Hart Lane very much Milenko Amisovic. But the Paraguayans would recover in the second half, scoring three of their own to claim a 3-1 victory, included an absolutely sensational goal from Nelson Cuevas. In Group C, Brazil were clear favourites in a group containing Turkey, Costa Rica and the unfancied Chinese. Brazil would open against Turkey and fell behind on half-time as Hassan Sass fired the Turks into a shock lead. But Ronaldo, yes, he, the original, the great one, who many in Brazil were deemed surplus to requirements and not worthy of being in the squad following a difficult and injury-disrupted season with Inter Milan, equalised shortly into the second half. Late on, Rivaldo would win the game controversially from the penalty spot and also caused further controversy by managing to get Turkish midfielder Hakan Ünsal sent off for a second yellow card when the ball was struck at him. The ball hit Rivaldo in the midriff. Rivaldo went down, clutching his face. Costa Rica would beat China 2-0 and also scored an injury time equaliser against Turkey in their second game to leave them in pole position to qualify from the group. Meanwhile, Brazil scored four more against China with Roberto Carlos, Rivaldo, Ronaldinho and Ronaldo all on the score sheet. It meant that a draw for Costa Rica in their final group match against Brazil would see them qualified to the knockout stage. But in a chaotic game, Brazil would win 5-2. There were a further couple of goals for Ronaldo. Costa Rica's defeat meant that victory for Turkey against China at the same time would see them through. The Turks would go on to win 3-0 and qualify for the last 16. Group D featured joint host South Korea, along with the United States of America and European pair Portugal and Poland. South Korea got off to a great start in Busan with goals from Hwang Sung-kyung and Yoo Sang-cho, leading to a 2-0 victory against Poland. Meanwhile, for Portugal, there was a shock in store. 2-0 down within half hour, thanks to goals from O'Brien and an own goal from Jorge Costa, they would incredibly fall 3-0 behind.
Here's Sané. The Americans here, what a start for them. And this is number three, Brian McBride.
Portugal did recover to give the final score an air of creditability, losing 3-2. But it was a stunning defeat for the hotly fancied European nation. Korea and USA would draw 1-1, leaving those two sides on 4 points. Meaning to the later kickoff in match day two, the loser of the Portugal-Poland contest would know they would be eliminated. The Portuguese won comfortably, beating Poland 4-0, which included a hat-trick for Pauleta, but they knew nothing but victory against Korea in their final match would guarantee them progression. USA knew a draw would be enough to qualify against Poland, yet they lost 3-1 against the already eliminated Europeans. But for Portugal against Korea, their task was made much harder with João Pinto sent off after 27 minutes. And then, with 25 to play, Beto received a second yellow card, leaving the Portuguese needing a goal and down to 9 men. Shortly after that second red card, South Korea took the lead.
Here's Lee Yong-pyo. Cross here for Park Ji-sung. Oh, that's clever. He's done it! Korea lead! They're on their way to round two and Portugal could be going out here.
Ji-sung Park's goal meant that Portugal and Poland were heading home. Germany were heavily fancied in Group E. They began their group with a heavy victory against the hapless Saudi Arabians, winning 8-0 in the Sapporo Dome. That included a hat-trick for Miroslav Klose. Earlier in the day, Ireland had drawn 1-1 with Cameroon, drawing level in the second half for a long-range strike from Matt Holland. And Ireland would equalise late in the game again in match day two, scoring even later to draw level against the Germans.
But it goes again by Kinsella. Quinn heads on. Oh, surely this time for Keane. And Ireland do it! Robbie Keane, in the second minute of stoppage time, has scored the equaliser. Look at these scenes. Just look at these scenes. And you can't say they don't deserve it.
Robbie Keane's 92nd minute equaliser left the Irish in a strong position to go through. Even stronger so, after Cameroon only beat Saudi Arabia 1-0 through a goal from Samuel Eto'o. That meant Ireland would guarantee qualification in their final group match against the Saudis should they win by two or more. They did. Keane was on the score sheet again as they won 3-0. But Germany were left in a precarious position. Defeat against Cameroon would have seen them eliminated. And they weren't helped by a 40th minute red card for Carsten Ramelow, leaving them down to 10 men. Yet, experience shone through in the second half, and goals from substitute Marco Boda and that man closer ensured qualification. Group F was the group of death, and that's where England landed, drawn alongside nemesis Argentina, Sweden and Nigeria. The group's opener was won by Gabriel Batistuta, scoring the only goal against Nigeria. And England had led against Sweden, a team they'd failed to beat in tournament competition previously. After a mix-up defensively, Nicholas Alexanderson fired in the equaliser. A pair of goals for Henrik Larsson would leave Nigeria on the brink of elimination. Sweden would beat the Africans by 2-1. And then in the Sapporo Dome came David Beckham's big moment against Argentina.
Again. Oh, it's a penalty! Michael Owen brought down by Pochettino. It's David Beckham with the penalty for England. Hold the cups and the glasses back home. You can smash them now. Beckham has scored for England. 44 minutes and he's done it again. David Beckham puts England in front against Argentina in Sapporo.
Beckham, who was controversially sent off against the Argentines 4 years earlier, dispatched a penalty following Mauricio Pochettino's foul on Michael Owen late in the first half. It left England in a strong position to qualify, knowing only draw against Nigeria would take them through. And yes, I had a vodka and coke in my hand at 7:30 a.m. as England did draw 0-0 with the Nigerians. That meant Argentina would have to beat Sweden, but they fell behind to a fantastic free kick from Anders Svensson. And although Hernan Crespo scored late on, tapping in a rebound following a missed penalty, yes, he was encroaching in the area, by the way, the Argentines were out, and there were tears. Group G, Italy were well-fancied in a group consisting Croatia, Mexico, and South American debutants Ecuador. In the group's opener, Blanco's penalty would seal a 1-0 victory for the Mexicans against Croatia, and Italy got off to the ideal start with a pair of first-half goals from Christian Vieri, taking them to victory against Ecuador. Vieri would score again in match day two as they took the lead against Croatia, but a pair of goals in quick succession saw Croatia turn the match on its head. With Mexico recovering from an early deficit to beat Ecuador 2-1, that left the Mexicans on 6 points, with Croatia and Italy on 3. With Croatia having the better of the head-to-head, this left Italy in a very precarious situation. Going into the final set of fixtures in match day 3, Jared Borghetti scored a fantastic headed goal to give Mexico a lead against Italy. That left Italy on the brink, and at half-time, they were facing elimination. Early in the second half, Ecuador took a shock lead against Croatia and they would go on to win 1-0. Italy would, however, still need a goal to qualify. And with 5 minutes to go, they found it.
Oh, there's a danger there! And it's in! It's Del Piero who delivers at last for Italy!
Del Piero's late equaliser meant Italy would qualify in second place and they would face South Korea in the last 16. The final group, Group H, looked an open one, containing joint host Japan, the European contenders Belgium and Russia, and African nation Tunisia. It was widely believed to be the most open of the groups leading into the tournament. In the opener, Mark Wilmots gave Belgium a lead against host Japan, but two quick goals turned the match on its head, including a brilliant goal from Arsenal's Junichi Inamoto.
And this is Alex now for Japan. Help through to Inamoto. He's round Vladimir. It's 2-1. Japan sends victory. They've come from behind and could well win their opening game.
The lead, however, wouldn't last long, and Peter van der Heyden's equaliser meant there was a share of the spoils. In the other opener, Russia beat Tunisia 2-0. In Japan's second game, they would meet Russia, and Inamoto was again on the score sheet in a 1-0 victory. Belgium were held again by Tunisia, with Wilmots again on the score sheet, but a 1-1 draw meant they would need to beat Russia in their final encounter. And that they did, winning 3-2, with Wilmots scoring the pick of the goals to make it 3-1. In the other game, Japan won again, beating Tunisia 2-0, meaning that they topped the section and would look forward to an attractive last 16 match against Turkey. In the first match of the last 16, Germany and Paraguay looked set to go to extra time with the game scoreless, but with only 2 minutes remaining, Oliver Neuwirl won the match for the Germans.
Rings towards Bernd Schneider. Neuwirl, that's the winner! Surely with 2 minutes to go, Neuwirl has put Germany into the quarterfinals.
Later that day, England faced Denmark, conquerors of France, in Group A. And England got off to an ideal start with Rio Ferdinand's header fumbled back across the line by Thomas Sorensen. And after Michael Owen had doubled England's lead, Emil Heskey remarkably put England 3-0 up ahead of half time.
And here's a chance for Heskey for England. Emil Heskey! That's the goal that he wanted. And that's the goal that might ensure a quarterfinal place for England.
And that's how it would stay, with England setting up a quarter-final against either Brazil or Belgium. On day two of the last 16, Henrik Larsson scored early for Sweden against Senegal. But a pair of goals from Henri Camara, including the first golden goal of the 2002 World Cup, meant that Senegal became only the second side from Africa to reach a World Cup quarter-final.
Camara. And he's through, and that's the golden goal! Senegal are through! Henri Camara scores for a second time, and this time it's a knockout punch.
In a dramatic fourth game in the last 16, Spain and the Republic of Ireland would go to extra time and penalties. Morientes had given the Spanish an early lead, and Ireland had two second-half penalties. The first was missed by Ian Hart, but then in injury time, Robbie Keane levelled the match to take it into extra time, and the Irish had the Spanish worried. But the game would go to penalties. Five penalties would be missed overall between both teams, but it was Spain who would win out 3-2 on the night, with Gaizka Mendieta scoring the clinching penalty.
Saw down to this last penalty, Mendieta of Spain, if he puts it in, Spain go through. Oh, he's done it too, Ireland are out, and Spain go into the quarterfinals. Defeat, but with great dignity and pride for Mick McCarthy.
It was a battle between neighbouring CONCACAF countries in the last 16, as the United States met Mexico. Brian McBride had given the US an early lead in the first half, and Landon Donovan's flying header would clinch a 2-0 victory for the USA.
O'Brien. Seven here is Eddie Lewis. Donovan's waiting in the middle, and he could well have sealed the game for the USA. All the pressures come from Mexico, but the USA now have a two-goal lead after 65 minutes.
Brazil were by now clear favourites to win the tournament following the French elimination, but they were labouring somewhat and beginning to run out of ideas against a resolute Belgium until, with 67 minutes played, Rivaldo produced a moment of magic.
And now Ronaldinho. Rivaldo. That's a good turn by Rivaldo. Fantastic goal. Brazil are in the lead. It was riveting. It was ruthless. And it was Rivaldo.
Ronaldo would complete the scoring 3 minutes from time to give the Brazilians a 2-0 victory and set up a mouth-watering clash against England, already being dubbed by many as the potential final. Day four of the last 16, both of the hosts would be aiming to get through to the quarterfinals for the first time. But for Japan, their story would end here. An early goal from Umit Davala 12 minutes into their match with Turkey would see Turkey qualify for the quarterfinals at the expense of Japan.
It's Ergun with a corner. It's Umit Davala! 12 minutes in and Turkey hit the front. Japan, the co-hosts, have been stunned.
Later that day, the game in Korea between South Korea and Italy in Daejeon would end very controversially. Christian Vieri had put Italy in front in the first half. But with only minutes remaining, Seol Ki-hyun equalised for South Korea, forcing the game to extra time. Francesco Totti would be sent off for a second yellow card, somewhat controversially after the referee had alleged a dive. And then, with only 3 minutes left of extra time, An Jung-hwan became the hero of South Korea, sending Italy out, somewhat controversially.
This is Lee Young-pyo. And An has done it! Golden goal! Korea, Italy eliminated! You just couldn't write this.
Quarterfinals would begin with England's big clash with Brazil, a 7:30 a.m. UK time kickoff on a Friday, meant a very long weekend for beer drinkers. And 23 minutes in, England took the lead.
Heskey, Owen sprinting away to the left here against Lucio. Michael Owen for England, it's a great chance, and he scored! Michael Owen against Brazil in the World Cup!
Michael Owen raced on to Lucio's mistake and dinked the ball over the keeper to give England the lead. Very briefly, for the only time in my life, I thought England may win a World Cup. But in first half injury time, Rivaldo equalised for Brazil. And then 5 minutes into the second half, Ronaldinho scored that goal.
Owen Seaman's been... It's a goal! It's Ronaldinho!
Many will forget that Ronaldinho was sent off not long afterwards, but in truth, England laboured in the heat and struggled to create goal-scoring opportunities as Brazil would win 2-1 and qualify for the semi-finals. For Germany, it would prove to be a single-goal victory again, and talisman Michael Ballack was the scorer of the only goal in Germany's win against the United States of America.
Free kick to Germany there. 6 minutes to half-time. Sieger. It's Ballack. It's a goal. Michael Ballack gives Germany the lead against the run of play. He just got away from Sané to steer the ball past Friedel.
South Korea's quarter-final would prove controversial again, perhaps even more so than their last 16 victory over the Italians. With the game 0-0, Joaquin crossed for Morientes, but Spain's goal was ruled out with the linesman adjudging that the ball had crossed the line and gone out of play. It didn't. The game would go to penalties after ending goalless, and Joaquin would actually be the man who missed for Spain, with Hong Myung-bo the man to clinch victory for South Korea from the spot.
And if Hong Myung-bo can put this in, Korea go through, and they do! 5-3 on penalties. Stranger than fiction. Korea in the semis. Spain going out.
Both Senegal and Turkey had done amazing to get as far as the quarterfinals, and both were bidding for a first World Cup semi-final appearance. For Senegal, they would become the first African team to reach a semi-final should they prove to be successful. The game was tense and finished goalless, but would end 4 minutes into extra time when Ilhan swept in a cross to give Turkey victory.
24 minutes have elapsed as Turkey hit the fast-forward button here. It's Umit Davala. It's Ilhan! It's the golden goal! Turkey are through! They will go to the semi-finals of a World Cup for the first time thanks to their substitute.
Headed into the semi-finals, remarkably, the prospect of a South Korea versus Turkey World Cup final was a very real prospect. In Seoul, South Korea, having already knocked out giants Italy and Spain, are now faced with another former world champion in Germany. And Michael Ballack would prove to be decisive again, scoring Germany's winner 15 minutes from time at the second attempt to send one of the worst German teams any of us have ever seen into the World Cup final.
That's a sloppy ball. And Germany can break here with the pacey Neuville. Good pullback. Ballack's coming in. Foiled, but not in the second attempt. And Michael Ballack, 4 minutes after getting the card that knocks him out of the World Cup final, scores the goal that could take Germany there.
In the second semi, Brazil were obviously without the suspended Ronaldinho, and several doubts had surfaced about the fitness of Ronaldo, who had also picked up a knock against England. Ronaldo would later claim during this semi-final that he couldn't use the inside of his foot to shoot. So instead, after a mazy dribble, he improvised, toe-poking the ball into the far corner shortly into the second half to score the only goal of the game and give Brazil a 1-0 victory against Turkey.
Gilberto Silva to Ronaldo. Ronaldo for Brazil. Oh, what do you say about that? Could do nothing about that, but the technique was phenomenal.
In the third and fourth playoff, Hakan Şükür would score the quickest goal in World Cup history as Turkey beat host Korea 3-2. But all eyes were very much onto the final, as Germany and Brazil would meet in the 70,000-seater Yokohama Stadium in Japan. Brazil were heavy favourites. Germany, arguably, had been fortuitous with their run in the draw and had won all their knockout games by 1-0. Brazil, too, had been strong defensively. The only knockout goal they'd conceded had been to Michael Owen. But the game would be about retribution for the man known as the phenomenon, Ronaldo. He would score both goals in this final. The first, pouncing on a rebound after Oliver Kahn had spilled Rivaldo's shot from the edge of the area.
Ronaldo. Rivaldo is to his right. But again, Ronaldo just runs into trouble. This is Harmon. Ronaldo wins it back. Now can he find Rivaldo? Yes, he can. Rivaldo! Oh, it's come off gone! Rivaldo! Brazil are in front! It's Ronaldo!
And the second, a graceful slid finished into the far corner.
The two R's to his left. Or two of the three, I should say. Ronaldinho's dropped back a bit here. Cleverson. Rivaldo's dummy! Ronaldo! It's 2-0!
Ronaldo would later be seen crying on the bench, having been substituted shortly before the final whistle. This was a magnificent ending to the story for a man who had nearly missed out on the 1998 final, having suffered a fit in the build-up to kickoff. Brazil would be denied that day by the French, but not on this occasion by the Germans, and would go on to become 2002 World Cup champions.
The Fantasy Football Show.